This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
When it comes to what people are talking about online, you have a unique perspective, and so many people talking all about the closure of Targets, not only around the Limestone Coast, but right the way across the country.
Yeah, that's it. So there's as a lot of people would know, because a lot of people are talking about it, the Target Country Store in Narracourt and Millicent are closing from early next year. That's all part of a restructure from Wesfarmers. They're focusing more on Kmart, and a lot of Target stores are being converted to Kmart stores, but the two here in the southeast are just being closed.
And that's terrible for not only shoppers, but for those who work in those two retail stores. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's jobs. It's people that are, you know, obviously we're all a little uncertain at the moment. People are struggling, and then we've got people losing jobs. And yeah, then, as you said, on the flip side, we've also got, you know, especially in, I think in Narracourt, there's very little places that people can go to buy affordable clothing. So they're talking about having to drive to Mount Gambier and back just to get that, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, mate, on top of the closures for Target and the Limestone Coast, lots of people are talking about the Premier, Stephen Marshall, yesterday saying that 80 people could go to a pub.
Yeah, this is very well-received news. The limits are still there. There's 20 for each room or defined area. So you can't just pack 80 people into a tiny little pub. So you still got to be smart about it. Mm. And people can be served alcohol without food now, but they need to be seated. So it's the limits are still there, but we're getting there.
And Josh, I saw a post on the weekend from you about, I think it was the Salvos, and people just dumping goods being donated out the front of the store when it's not open. I mean, people really need a reality check.
Yeah, look, this happens a lot. I think a lot of the Salvos, St. Vinny's, and that always get people just dumping things out the front of their store when they're not open. And normally this is just, you know, before work or after work, and it stays there for a while, and then they had to clean it all up or over the weekend. But at the moment, the store is actually closed because they can't get volunteers. So because of all these restrictions and everything going on, they can't get the volunteers. And there are 5 signs out the front of this tiny little store saying, please just hold on to it until we reopen, if you can please just do that. And people just continue to just dump everything out the front, which is, yeah, really, I mean, last week was National Volunteers Week, and we're all focused on the wonderful work our volunteers are doing, and yet some people are making life harder for volunteers who now have to come past the store and pick all that up.
Yeah, it defies belief, mate. Hey, Josh, it's always good to catch up to talk about some of the stuff that's being talked about online. Let's catch up next week. Let's do it again.
Sounds good.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.